During the past 2 weeks, boreal owls have been appearing all over between Duluth and Two Harbors, and a few weeks ago, Ryan Brady even had one in his yard in Washburn, Wisconsin. So birders from all over the country are descending upon Duluth to see them. Boreal owls periodically erupt, that is, large numbers of them suddenly appear well south of their breeding range. This is a well-known, if rare, phenomenon. Birders rejoice because, except in rare years like this, the secretive owl is one of the hardest of all regularly occurring North American birds to add to a life list. But it's a mixed blessing because the adorable little predators are so desperately hungry that they must hunt at midday, usually coming up empty. Tour groups are seeing as many as 7 in a single day, but I feel just a little like I'm gawking at someone in their time of misfortune, so I seldom go out looking for them. But yesterday was what I call Superb Owl Sunday, and Russ and I had a couple of free hours, so we headed up to Two Harbors. I was hoping we'd luck into spotting one tucked into a conifer somewhere along the scenic highway. Owls hiding out in spruces and cedars probably had successful hunting the night before. It's tricky to spot one when zipping by in heavy traffic, but when so many birders are afield searching, one may spot a pack of birders already watching one. Russ and I had no such luck, but when we got to Two Harbors, we headed straight to 4th Avenue. There's a 2 or 3 block alley behind the houses there where I've seen boreal owls several times in the past. We spotted 7 deer, including a handsome buck, but didn't hear or see a single chickadee, much less a boreal owl. Right as we were growing discouraged, from the road above, one of my birding friends spotted us and drove down to the alley to tell us about a saw-whet owl he'd seen just a few blocks away. If I were to come up with a top 10 list of my favorite birders in the known universe, Jim Lind would definitely be on it. He's both a great and generous birder who has produced our area's weekly rare bird reports and compiled the Duluth Christmas Bird Count for many years. In years like this, Jim spends his free time searching out good birds in Two Harbors to help all the other birders see them. And he has the best boreal owl karma of anyone in the known universe. He hadn't found one yet in Two Harbors on this Superb Owl Sunday, but the even tinier owl he had spotted a little while before was a great sighting. We chatted for a few minutes until he had to be going and we were ready to move on for the saw-whet. We said our goodbyes, and right as he was turning away, his eyes locked upon a boreal owl only about 15 feet away, right there in the open, right beside us. The bird was alert, so focused on searching for the sounds of small mammals that he ignored us. When Jim moved on, I kept photographing the little thing. He flew to 2 other branches, coming even closer than when he started out. When he alighted on a flat stump, he held 1 foot up and used a wing to hold his balance when perched on 1 branch, so I think the raised foot was injured. I felt sorry for the little thing, regretting seeing him even as I clicked my camera shutter over and over as he looked sharply this way and that, desperate for a meal. Right when I was feeling sadder than joyful to be witnessing such intense hunger, he plunged into the snow and pulled out a fairly large shrew. Chickadees noticed the tussle and started gathering around him, chickadee-dee-deeing every naughty expression they knew. He took off carrying his hot lunch with him and dropped down to the ground behind a fallen log under a tangle of branches to try to eat in peace. Russ and I walked away in great relief that the little mite wouldn't spend his day hungry. If this 20-minute encounter with a boreal owl wasn't enough, we went to the spot where Jim Lynn's saw-whet owl was spending the day. That little guy was roosting on an exposed branch, carefully keeping his eyes closed to avoid notice by chickadees. Some people spent last evening watching a flock of ravens playing football, but not us. We'd already experienced the best superb owl Sunday ever. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.